The Farm Bureau is bringing its wish list to Washington, D.C. this week. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. Hundreds of Farm Bureau members from across the U.S. are visiting Washington this week to let D.C. know there are some problems in agriculture that need attention. More than 30 are from South Dakota, including State President Doug Somke, who says one issue to be discussed with members of Congress, their staff, and with federal agency representatives is market regulation.
The markets have really gotten away from us. They're no longer really, you know, the supply and demand thing that everyone says and thinks they are. We've really fallen into just to two or three major buyers or sellers, and that's really the issue.
Somke says this isn't just a social call. The delay in securing a farm bill, various taxing and spending issues, and so much more, says Somke, have pushed farmers to the limit.
It's time Congress steps up. I'm just telling you, this do-nothing Congress that has been around for several years, and this is not a Democrat-Republican problem. This is a congressional problem. They've got to start doing the work that they need to do for their constituents, not for their party. This is enough of this, and it's time to get to work because we're going to see a horrible thing happen out here in the agriculture.
Somke has more to say, and I'll bring him back for that tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.